Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, bringing you transportation sound effects here for the next hour during WRCT's Anatomy of the Ear event. It's an annual event where our DJs take over the airwaves to play hour-long sets of our favorite genres all weekend long. You can tune in to attend Anatomy of the Ear today and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Regular programming will return Monday morning. Plus, Anatomy of the Year is supported in part by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, Spack Brothers offers takeout or delivery for pizzas, hoagies, wings, and more. For more information, email spackhelp@gmail.com or visit spackbrothers.com.
Thank you. to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. To take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Running on my collar blows.
some folks calls me red, but my hair's not red. It just got wet and rusted, that's all. But I bought me a brand new Ford the other day and put 10 gallons of Woco Pep in it to see how far I could drive it. I drove it 3 weeks, night and day, wide back for a new set of tires. I didn't need no gasoline. I drove it over the hills and hollers of Alabama. On top of one of those big mountains over there, I met an old man driving a cow to a buggy. The cow got scared of my brand new Ford. The old man taken him out and tied him to a tree. Said he had pulled the buggy by himself. So he got between the shafts and started. Just as he got the buggy even with me, I shot the juice to my brand new Ford, scared the old man. He run away and tore up the buggy. The cow got loose, walking down the road, laughing at him. So I drove it on across a place called Bear Creek. Right on the other side of Bear Creek, I met a great big black bear. The Ford got scared, stood down, just shook. I reached in the back seat, got my hat, and crawled off down the road 1, 2, 3, or 4 miles. Come back, ate a while, and found my brand new Ford standing in a broom sage patch, kicking with both hind feet and pawing like the dickens with both front. I looked around and didn't see no bear. I wondered what was the matter. He says, don't you see all them young airplanes lighting all on my back? I looked back down, saw a whole lot of little old yellow striped things lighting on my brand new Ford, had knots on it like hen eggs. Well, that kindly made me mad. I cut me a brush and I began to thrush. They thought I was getting hot and they began to fly around my head and cool me off. So that kindly made the Ford mad. He said, load them all in the back seat and we'd take them down to the creek and drown them. I put them all in the back seat and started down the road, and after the Ford had kicked and pawed, it'd run all the grease out of it, and it'd run a hot box. All it could say was me and you and them. I said, it may be me and you and them now, but it's just going to be you and them for a while. So I got out and was gone again about 30 minutes and come back. What he supposed I found was my brand new Ford scattered all over a 10-acre field. Well, I taken the both back housing, taken a ramrod and poured 5 gallons of that Woco Pep down and rammed all of that Ford down and made me a gun to go hunt the bear. So I went down on the river and saw a drove of ducks up the river and a drove of geese down the river. I turned around and went back to the river and saw a great big rattlesnake fixing to bite poor Red. I struck a match to that Woco Pep, blowed up the gun, one barrel went up the river and got all the ducks. The other barrel went down the river and got all the geese. The ramrod went down the snake's throat and killed it, blowed me back off in the river, and I come out with both boots full of fish. About that time, I looked up across the field, and there stood my brand new Ford all back together, still didn't need no Woco Pep.
Thank you. Something about engines.
Rocket or turbine or gasoline, three different kinds of engines. Rocket or turbine or gasoline all have a similar function. They convert energy for machines separately or in conjunction. Providing mechanical energy is an engine's primary function. Providing mechanical energy is an engine's primary function.
Engines burn fuel, chemical energy, to create heat, heat energy. The heat makes gases expand and exert force to cause motion, mechanical energy. In a gasoline engine, the fuel explodes inside closed spaces called cylinders and forces moving parts called pistons to move down and up. This motion makes the wheels turn.
Providing mechanical energy is an engine's primary function.
Ow! In a jet plane, hot gases shoot out of the back of the engine at great speed. Energy for the motion of the gases is supplied by the burning of fuel. The action of the rushing gases causes an equal and opposite reaction, which sends the jet plane forward.
And that's how a jet plane flies. The law of motion applied to jets is simply action and reaction. The zooming power the engine gets is simply action and reaction.
The gas compressed inside the engine pushes out in all directions. Sideward thrusts are equalized and can't escape from the jet. Gas exhausted through the engine brings an opposite reaction, gives the jet its forward thrust. That's all there is to a jet.
The law of motion applied to jets is simply action and reaction. The zooming power the engine gets is simply action and reaction. Newton said it, give him credit, his law of motion still applies.
For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
And that's how a jet plane flies.
A rock looks so still, but is it? The rock is made of tiny, invisible particles called molecules. These molecules vibrate rapidly. The molecules are made of atoms. In the atoms, electrons whiz around at tremendous speeds. There is plenty of motion in the rock and in everything else. And that motion is energy. Stars and waterfalls, motors and bouncing balls, sunlight and sound and air. Moving continually are proving conclusively motion, motion everywhere. Rocks and minerals, insects and animals have one thing that they all share. Moving continually, they're proving conclusively motion, motion everywhere. Jumping beans, roses and evergreens, dishes and silverware. Moving continually are proving conclusively motion, motion everywhere. Take a look at me, what are you sure to see? Muscle, skin and teeth and hair. Moving continually, they're proving conclusively motion, motion everywhere.
Enjoy the short flight to Mississippi. Thank you.
اگه با من نکنی بخار تو چشمات میریزم، اگه با من نکنی شاد